From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran and six world powers have agreed to key parameters for a preliminary agreement involving Iran's nuclear program, that following 8 days of talks in Switzerland. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said Thursday this crucial decision will lay the basis for reaching a final agreement by the June 30th deadline.
This is a crucial decision, laying the agreed basis for the final text of the joint comprehensive plan of action. We can now restart drafting the text and annexes of the joint comprehensive plan of action, guided by the solutions developed in these days.
In Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama said the agreement, if fully implemented, will block every pathway that Iran can take to build a nuclear weapon.
This framework would cut off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran will face strict limitations on its program, and Iran has also agreed to the most robust and intrusive inspections and transparency regime ever negotiated for any nuclear program in history.
President Obama. Kenyan officials say 147 people are confirmed dead after al-Shabaab militants attacked a university in eastern Kenya. The Kenyan Interior Minister says security forces rescued 500 students from Garissa University College. He said four gunmen were shot and killed. Yemeni officials say Houthi rebels and their allies fought their way through the center of Aden Thursday and seized the presidential palace. The rebels have been driving deeper into Aden in recent days while battling forces loyal to the internationally recognized president. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Committee is accusing Russia of violating the civil and political rights of people within its territory, as well as in Crimea and eastern Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Human Rights Committee has compiled a list of concerns about Ukraine, including reports of serious violations allegedly committed by forces in Ukraine's Donbas region. The committee notes Russia appears to have influence over the armed groups in the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic. So it argues Russia should exercise its control to ensure these groups implement the UN Covenant and protect the civil and political rights of people living in the territory. The committee also criticizes Russia's failure to investigate human rights violations in the Chechen Republic. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Iraqi explosives experts dismantled roadside bombs and other explosive devices Thursday in Tikrit. One explosives expert said the engineering unit secured the road linking the city center to Tikrit University. On Wednesday, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the liberation of Tikrit an historic milestone. A suicide bomber killed at least 17 people and wounded 50 in Afghanistan's Khost province on Thursday. A spokesman for the provincial governor there says the bomber struck a rally being staged against alleged corruption in the provincial government. German prosecutors said Thursday the co-pilot suspected of deliberately flying a Germanwings jet into the French Alps searched online for information on suicide and cockpit door security in the days just before the crash. In a statement, the prosecutor said they found the information on a computer tablet in the Dusseldorf, Germany apartment of 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz. Meanwhile, searchers at the crash site said Thursday they have recovered a second black box, the flight data recorder, with crucial technological information from nearly every instrument on the plane. That could provide clues about the flight's final minutes. At least 56 people are dead after a Russian trawler sank in the Sea of Okhotsk in Russia's Far East on Wednesday. Emergency officials said 63 of 132 crew members on board the ship were rescued. Two New York City women have been arrested for allegedly trying to build a homemade bomb to launch a terrorist attack in the United States. A federal criminal complaint made public on Thursday says Noelle Valenzas and Asia Siddiqui were arrested on charges of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. Prosecutors say undercover investigators determined the women were plotting to attack police, government, or military targets based on their violent jihadist beliefs. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.